Visit Studio 41 in Highland Park or Logan Square, where you can choose from hundreds of vanities on display and in stock. Our experienced sales staff will help you select the products you need for the look you want and take it home today. Updating your powder room or remodeling your master bath, Studio 41 showrooms offer a great selection of vanities in a variety of styles from top brands, featuring the bold look of Kohler. To learn more, go to shopstudio41.com.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 3. If your brakes are squealing, that could be a good thing.
See, manufacturers put these little wear sensors to warn you the brake pads are worn.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper to replace pads than it is calipers and rotors.
Stop by or make an appointment online.
FYI, Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops offer free brake inspections anytime, all the time.
And that should make your wallet squeal with delight.
At Merlin,
more life for you and your car.
Keep the lady in your life safe and cool this Mother's Day by visiting Merlin for a free brake, tire, and air conditioning inspection. Visit merlins.com/mom for your coupon. You can also save $60 on brakes and $60 on tires with a $50 rebate. Keep that special lady or yourself cool and safe this summer. Visit merlins.com/mom and stop into Merlin today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Central Division champion Chicago Wolves advanced to the second round of the playoffs. Now the Wolves host Grand Rapids Wednesday and Friday at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Go ahead and visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Over the weekend, the Bulls were knocked out of the playoffs. The Blackhawks traded a goalie, and the Cubs and White Sox both spent time in first place. But this is, of course, and will always be a Bears town. And the selection of Mitchell Trubisky dominated the conversation. Bears general manager Ryan Pace joined Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff earlier today and expanded on why he traded up to take the North Carolina quarterback.
To be honest, there probably is a cutoff point at some point. But I think... we kind of had that measured in our minds. And when we were that close, I'm like, you know, how often are you going to be picking this high in the draft? And to have conviction on a quarterback, I think you got to do it. You know, and I think you've seen too many times, you know, if you don't do it and all of a sudden you're looking at the TV and, you know, all of a sudden some team trades up in front of you and takes the player, you know, you're going to regret that for a long time. So, I thought, you know, with the quarterback and how we all felt, hey, let's make sure we get our guy.
Full interview available right now on 670thescore.com. Elsewhere in Bears news today, the team signed free agent center Taylor Biggs, and they also waived 6 players, including cornerback Jacoby Glenn and Devontae Bousby. In baseball, the Cubs open up a 4-game series tonight at Wrigley Field versus the Philadelphia Phillies. You can hear it here on 670 The Score. Weather permitting, our pregame show with Mark Grody will get started at 6:30 tonight. Pitching matchup features Brett Anderson versus Vince Velasquez. The White Sox continue their road trip tonight in Kansas City, opening up a 4-game set of their own with the Royals. Pitching matchup there features Dylan Covey and Jason Vargas. Avi Garcia will not start tonight for the Sox. He left yesterday's game versus Detroit with tightness in his groin. Bulls season is over. All that's left now is to question the men responsible. Wednesday morning, the media gets their chance as John Paxson and Gar Foreman will hold a presser at that time. Also in the NBA, the playoffs continue tonight. Conference semifinals in both the East and West. At 6 o'clock, Cleveland hosts Toronto in Game 1 of their series. And at 8:30 this evening, the Rockets and Spurs open up a best-of-seven set in San Antonio. Finally, in hockey, just one game tonight in the NHL playoffs. Penguins host the Capitals at 6:30. Pittsburgh looking to go up 3-0 in that one. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Country Club Wrigleyville. I'm Kevin Zipak, and this scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the No Bull Dealer, St. Charles, CDJ.com.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Who's your guy?
My guy is Adam Shaheen, tight end from Ashland University.
With the 45th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Adam Shaheen, tight end, Ashland.
6'6 and a half and weighs 278. Strengths. Outstanding size. Looks the part, measuring the tallest and heaviest of any tight end at the combine. Also tied for the most bench press reps, 24 among tight ends at the event. Carries his weight well. Solid hands and hand-eye coordination, smart, instinctive, has functional run after the catch ability, outstanding production, aligned inside and outside roughly an equal amount of time, has versatility to create mismatches with his length from the slot.
Shotgun, play action, Tarnowski up the field, Shaheen! Did he catch it? You betcha! Adam Shaheen, a touchdown with 7 seconds to play!
Weaknesses. Allows the ball into his body too much, likes to body catch, limited hip flexibility and knee extension to open up his stride. Clocked a 1.71 second 10-yard split, indicative of very ordinary initial burst. Not the dominant blocker expected for his size. Could stand to improve his balance and core. Functional football strength, lunges and overextends too much. Registered 20.3% body fat at the combine, the highest of any tight end. Ran one of the slowest 60-yard shuttles. Could stand to improve conditioning and endurance. Did not regularly face top competition. Looked like a man among boys. His future is as a late bloomer with very intriguing size-speed ratio. And sensational Division II production that projects well to the NFL game will require a year to adapt to the speed and physicality of the pros, though has upside potential to emerge as an eventual starter. Ashland tight end Adam Shaheen projects as a third to fourth round pick.
Adam Shaheen, the Eaton machine. He was 6'4" and a half, 195 pounds in high school. And then he said he started scarfing Chipotle burritos. He's now 278 pounds.
Adam Shaheen, oh wow.
The show goes on.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's what Who's Your Guy does for you. No, it's funny because Jordan Morgan, I keep wanting to call him Morgan Jordan, but Jordan Morgan, their fifth round pick out of Kutztown, he gained 70 pounds in his redshirt year. Did you see that?
Well, all they do is force feed you and make you go to the calf, and that's it. And I saw a dude at Southern Illinois, Dan, put on 42 pounds in the course over the course of four or five months, and he was a recruit. He was actually like a big recruit for Carbondale, and they wanted to play him at D-tackle, and he came in at 257, somewhere around there, and they're like, yo, you got to get up to 280, 290. And he had to do it, and they redshirted him. And Dan, when I tell you the things that this man had to eat, there was an alarm set on his watch, on his phone.
Leonard Floyd was doing some of that when he came to the Bears.
Yeah, like, and it was carb loading. It was fatty snacks.
His car was bloating?
Not, you idiot. I said carb loading.
Oh, carb loading.
Clown face.
That was carb bloating.
Cotton headed ninny muggins. So yeah, man. They put so much food on this dude and got mad at him. And it, you know what it does.
See,
to
I
you.
Did that in college and didn't even have to.
Right, exactly. Like all I did was go to Quattro's and buy pizza after pizza after pizza.
Of our food in college,
there was no one forcing you to get fat.
Oh my god! And it was a Wild Bill's pizza. They had the best meatball sandwich you ever had in your life. They put hot peppers on it. But I mean, once you get that food card where it's all just points and there's always more points and it's everything's free, you know, pretty much because you don't care. Your parents are just replenishing it all the time and not saying anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just running around eating everything in sight. I mean,
somebody's got a couple meals on their meal plan. Like, yo, strips. It's like jailhouse, you know, like negotiations. Like, I'll trade you these honey buns and that that skirt steak for Reggie over here.
Tuesday
Reggie
nights.
Will be your slave for the entire day.
Hello.
If I get a skirt steak and those honey buns out you.
No, Tuesdays at the Cambridge Inn on West Campus, $1.25, 16-ounce beers on the cart.
$1.25?
Uh-huh.
Are they trying to start fights? Like,
what, we're Duke. What are we going to do?
So Duke dudes didn't get drunk and fight?
Hey, you know, every once in a while we get kind of get drunk and, you know, maybe think we might fight somebody, and then we
have a meeting about a fight. And like, would you like to fight him? Not really.
By the time you got
through, he's got very good marijuana. He's the only car driver here. Like,
I don't think I ever saw a fight on campus.
Really?
I don't think I saw one in 4 years.
We fought the swimmers on Boomer 3.
I swear to God,
the first weekend there.
I swear to God, I don't think I ever saw a fist.
Really?
Fight. I mean, I've saw people drive into stuff. I saw people fall down drunk.
Not even in a club or a bar.
Well, those kind of situations, Chapel Hill. Yeah, but on campus, I don't think I ever saw one.
No one threw hands. God bless you.
By the time you got done negotiating the ground rules, everybody forgot what they were mad about.
Dude, that's awesome.
I swear to God, I don't think I ever saw one.
I went to Carbondale where everyone all of a sudden wanted to gangbang who had never gangbanged in their high school career. So, yeah, dudes like shaking up folks. And I'm like, wait a minute. What are you doing? You're from Bolingbrook. Why are you shaking up? Like, you didn't do that. And then you'd have the dudes who were trying to sell a little weed. Shout out to those dudes. And then you'd have, you know, the guys who wanted to, you know, hang out with the girls. And maybe they cross paths with the frat guys. And there was like two fraternities who were on probation while we were on the yard as well. So there was fights almost every other weekend.
I'm sure they were happening. I guess I just don't remember them. I didn't see them.
Yeah, we thought a swimmer uttered the N-word and it was like send the whole block up type of situation. I don't even know if he did, but we were just all dumb and we fought swimmers.
So have we gotten to the point where Bears Draft Monday has sort of cooled, that the hot lava that's been spewing out of Mount Bears.
There's a lot of stuff coming from the West Coast that'll make you feel bad about being a Bears fan this weekend.
Some of the confirmation that the Bears probably didn't have to do what they did to get their guy. But look, Ryan Pace's point, and if you missed it, Ryan Pace joined us. His point is, don't care. That's his guy.
Right.
And
all in.
And that's it. And that's the position he has to take until he doesn't have the position anymore. Right. You know,
that's the end. I said, hey, you're staple to this guy for the rest of your career here. And, you know, for the next couple of years, we'll be but that's the thing, too. And one of our callers brought it up. You got a year where, like, say things work out. Say Mike Glennon plays 13 games. Mark Sanchez plays the other three. And you don't see Mitch Trubisky because he's in developmental mode. You've got a whole year where you're paying a guy to be developed and you are hoping he's being developed and he's not getting any reps in practice. So you hope that there's a wide receiver or two that want to hang out with him after work and throw some balls around. Guys who want to be on the roster probably in 3 years when he's making his picks of who he trusts. Like all that, being a Bears fan this year should be like being a Sox fan, where you shouldn't see anything that you should really care about this year. You shouldn't see Mitch Trubisky this year from everything that I've read and I've heard. Hell, before he was drafted, we were talking about if any quarterback should go in the first round. You got three to go in the first 12.
Now, this, I didn't expect to see a text like this from the 309. He said, I was a baseball recruit, and the head coach said I had to gain weight. I was 6'5", 185.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I started practice in the fall, I gained 45 pounds in 2.5 months. For baseball?
And also, some kids get caught in that growth spurt right when they're getting ready to go to school.
And some kids also don't know how to eat. True. Like, they show up not understanding.
Or they go to sleep right after big meals, those kind of things.
It's my life.
But I'm saying, like, as a kid, like, you know, you want to slow that metabolism down a little bit. And we learned a little bit before this 5 o'clock hour, was it 3 o'clock hour, when you told people about cleanses. Why don't you share that information once again for the 5 o'clock
truth.
People?
Just don't get scammed. Just
Dan Bernstein does not believe in juice cleanses.
It's not a matter
Jew
of
cleanses.
It's not a matter of, that's different. That's what we're getting for Tariq when he gets here.
Yeah. Or like, you know, the cayenne pepper in the lemonade, 3 days of that.
If you're wasting
the colon cleansing, he doesn't believe in that as well.
Because there's
he doesn't want anything clean in you.
None of it's backed by science.
Well, what about the 6 pounds of birthday cake that's in you from 10 years ago?
No, all your detoxifying herbal tea.
Dude,
and everything.
The
and
CrossFit Mafia went
expensive
ham
juices.
on the text line.
Yeah, you know, these guys with their ham. These are the guys at the gym with their blender bottles.
Well, I got my pre-workout, you know, little stuff.
And now they've got like a neoprene gallon holder. Have you seen this? For the people that walk around with the gallon jugs
That's
at the gym.
Tough, yeah.
You can't just hold the gallon jug. Now you have like a little can cozy for it, so it says like
stay cool,
like gallon gear on it.
So all the people who have, like, because I know a couple of guys who do a cleanse a year, where they're like, you know what, I've put too much in my system over the last 365 days.
There's no,
I'm
going to
evacuate that system right now.
No, there's no.
You don't believe in the probiotics, like getting that good bacteria in the gut?
Nope.
No?
Your body regulates that stuff.
Even a doctor texted up in 3 o'clock hours like, screw you, Bernstein. I'm a doctor.
No, he's not. That's like,
is that the Rockford doctor?
No, that's like the guys that text you and say, well, I'm black and I'm saying this.
No, you're not. No black guy ever announces his presence. We know better.
Nope.
So, no cleanses, huh?
Just don't fall for it. Be smarter than that.
No colon cleaning?
Just be smarter than that.
I'm thinking about going my colon cleanse as well, Cletus.
The human body has existed for many, many, many,
and
many years.
And he told me that there aren't certain things that you can eat that will detoxify your body as well. I go get that detox smoothie from Mariano's all the time.
It's called your liver.
Well, what if they throw a little extra ginger in there for you?
It may taste good. There may be things that are better for you than things that are bad
for
you.
Dan Bernstein is blowing my mind health-wise, because I did not know that all these things actually did not have any effect on you at all.
Look, you want to have a little protein after your workout? You know, hey, have a nice chocolate milk. It's the best thing for you. Best thing for you is you're done with your workout. You want to put protein, get a chug some chocolate milk.
This texter from the 815. What if my liver and kidneys are shot?
Well, that's because they're busy detoxifying you. if you eat a
you're
bunch,
you're making them work too hard. That's the problem.
If you eat a bunch of toxins.
I have a colonoscopy scheduled. Should I ignore the colon cleanse?
No, that's
that
not a colon cleanse.
That's a little different.
That is an evacuation. That's called bowel prep. That's not a quote-unquote colon
bowel
cleanse.
Bowel prep.
Yes, that's when you are going to have polyethylene glycol that you are going to drink, and that's supposed to clear everything out. That's, you're drinking little tiny microscopic bits of plastic, and the plastic lubricates its polyethylene glycol. Sure, and again, it goes through you.
You know so much about so many things, man. You are like, you are an amazing
mind. Well, it's a product
mind.
It's actually a laxative called Miralax now. It used to be prescription only.
Okay.
And
now you can get over the counter.
You know, you can just go to Walgreens
out.
And you can drink as much microscopic plastic as you want, and it works efficiently and fast. I don't know if it's still marketed as Miralax, but it was used to be just by prescription, and it's bowel prep.
But that's not a colon cleanse. The colon cleanse, I'm taking these herbal teas that get all of the bloating and rotted food.
Yeah, I've heard of certain teas I can drink.
I'm not fat, I'm just bloated. No, you're a big fat bastard, is what your problem is.
And get some Sherry's berries for your fat ass so you can help out Mama this Mother's Day. That's what you need to do.
Don't waste your money on pseudoscience. Just don't.
So if they're telling me that I can clean my colon out in 14 days with these.
Your colon is fine.
But what if it doesn't feel fine? What if it feels a little clunky?
Your colon feels, Doc, my colon feels clunky?
Yeah. It's kind of like the Bears offense.
Funky. Well, that's different.
No? So what? But what if you what if you got the goop?
I can't debate you on these things.
Doc, it's like Terry having a feeling about something. Like, I just got a feeling, buddy. Well, I probably can't talk to you about the feeling you have. What if you got the goop? What if you got the goop? You look down, you see the goop. Every time you go, you see the goop. Maybe you should, clean that out, your system. You know, you steam every once in a while.
Steam's great. I love steam.
You get toxins out that way.
I don't think you do.
What are you?
You're just sweating.
No, you're not being serious right now.
You get water out that way.
It doesn't hurry.
Have you ever worked out and then did the steam or the steam and you just like you press your finger on your forearm and you just go down and you just see all that like brown water coming out of you. It's not brown.
If you're
feeling a little dirty or things are coming up out your body, no.
The toxins are blowing my mind. Only your liver does that. You can sweat out water weight, sure.
See, so no vitamins or minerals or plants of any kind can help you with your health and clean your system. You're a moron, sir.
I'm not against nutrition. I'm against fake science. Nutrition matters. There are some supplements that are helpful. There are some doctors who believe that no vitamins or supplements really do anything for you. Because of the way the body can absorb or not these things, that people say, "Oh, take all this vitamin D," and it goes right through your body, and you pee it all out anyway.
What about zinc? How you feel about zinc?
I don't have any strong feeling about zinc at the moment.
Because I've heard zinc,
for colds.
Take a little bit of that. No,
like that Zicam.
Put a little extra lead in your pencil. That zinc. Yeah, learn that on CIRMAC.
There are drugs that will handle that for you.
Oh, no doubt. You get the Chinese brush right over there on CIRMAC. Yeah.
The Chinese brush.
A little quang sauce for you.
Mm-hmm. Quang sauce and the Chinese
now
brush.
Now we're going to go back to the commercial break with the Black Radio Wang.
Yes, I was introduced to your friend Black Radio Wang. No offense. I heard you discussing that during the break.
Because I was telling someone that the something was going to be whipped out,
mm-hmm.
and I had to make sure that
and I thought that we had a new coworker.
Welcoming Black Radio Wang.
Hello, how's it going? No offense.
So yeah, man, I've learned about things, but I've learned zinc is good for you. You know, if you're ever in the mood for love, simply because you're near
me. The 309 says, you're wrong. I'm a doctor, and I'm black.
No, you're not.
No.
There are no black doctors. Just watch television. You'll find out.
The Simpsons. Oh, there's the fake ones telling you the NFL is safe.
What, fake black doctors?
Yes, the ones, attention black mothers. Football is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Attention black mothers.
It also makes your brain better.
It builds men.
Healthier. And
marijuana is bad for you, by the way.
It teaches you life lessons.
What, football or?
Football will make your child's brain bigger and stronger. I'm not an actual doctor, but when I wear a white lab coat, I look like one. This segment has been brought to you by Presence Health.
There it is.
Presence Health
full circle,
baby. Proud to sponsor the 20th anniversary Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Learn about scheduling your mammogram at presencehealth.org/easymammo, where cancer treatment becomes cancer care.
So if you were tuning in for the Sports-a-roo, we did that for the last 4 hours. That just now was an infomercial by Dan B. and me. All right, get some zinc in your system if you want to make sure that everybody in your life is happy.
No, maybe that's your wife.
Well, maybe she will be. You know, maybe there's guys who are walking around who don't have the confidence that they need. Damn it, get yourself a shot of zinc. And you walk in there and say, hey, woman, I'm going to make you dinner and then make you night.
Where's that monkey?
Right.
It's about to not.
It's like Sundays at Bottomless Mimosas. Lady, there's about to be
Bottomless Monkey Night.
Rather than talking about that chimp, let's get back to some football
what
here.
What was he so mad about?
But you know who I want to know about.
Seriously, what was Mayock so mad about?
The gorilla.
They kept showing the orangutan, and it's like, we don't have to go back to the zoo. Get out of the zoo. Why was he so mad?
You got
to
take into account that they've been sitting there all day for 2-3 days.
And he just wants to talk football, too. That's the other thing. Mayock has a little bit of fun with you, but he's the guy that's like, all right, fellas, back online here. Let's get
that's
back.
That's enough of this garbage. Right. I don't want to see.
Like, this segment, he'd hate.
Yeah, that's good advice for you two as well.
This segment, he'd hate. He'd hate talking about zinc. He'd hate talking about Dan Bernstein and his war on cleanses. And he'd hate talking about Black Radio Wang.
Hello again. Is he still here?
And Black Mully, by the way. Oh, Black Mully. Bam, bam. Oh, Black Mully. Did I ever tell you guys about the time we ran into Black Mike Mulligan in Cleveland? It was a guy standing outside of Quicken Loans Arena that I swear to God, if Mully had been dipped in chocolate, it would be Mike Mulligan. So we walked around for the next 20 minutes and Spiegel was singing, oh, Black Mully, bam, a lamb, oh, Black Mully. And it's a story that has never been told because we don't want to ruffle any feathers. And now the feathers will commence to be ruffled.
And we're just here to do the Super Bowl
show.
I'm sorry. We got Sherry's Berries to give away $50 worth next on the Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. North Carolina football head coach Larry Fedora on Mitchell Trubisky.
Really, really accurate. I mean, he's probably in the 30 years that I've been coaching the most accurate quarterback I've ever coached. And I'm telling you, you guys are going to end up loving it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Well, if you're lamenting what becomes of the Clippers after yet another unfulfilled season, you're not alone. However, if you base that desire to purge the roster solely on yesterday's loss to the Jazz, you're about a year and a half late to the party. This team needs to land in the incinerator immediately because for no other reason, they simply aren't good enough. The window's shut. Time's expired. Their offense remains a pick-and-roll alley-oop to DeAndre Jordan or a 25-foot heave prayer from J.J. Redick or Jamal Crawford, and nothing in between. And while Carmelo Anthony sure would, in theory, alter that, why would any team hang their makeover on a guy who's never done anything himself in the postseason? Bottom line is this. Yes, they'll make changes, but unless they land Paul George, their expiration date next season will read like it always does. Way too early, but once again, not a real surprise. I'm BT.
Come to Pepe's Mexican Restaurants to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Pepe's serves authentic Mexican appetizers and entrees, as well as wonderful margaritas and Mexican beers. If you haven't already, you'll fall in love with their great salsa, guacamole, and all your other favorites. Celebrate with us on Cinco de Mayo. Don't miss the fun.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
This is a big week around Chicagoland as Arlington International Racecourse opens this Friday, May 5th, beginning a summer of fun. General admission is free on Friday for online purchases only, and the first 2,000 people will receive a free hot dog and a $1 beer. Plus, the first 1,000 will receive an Arlington umbrella, all just for showing up. This Saturday, the Arlington Kentucky Derby Party is a must-attend event with mint juleps, a live band, and of course, the thrills of live thoroughbred racing. Tickets and details at arlingtonpark.com.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday.
or stream it live or on demand.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Tuesday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Central Division champion Chicago Wolves advance to the second round of the playoffs. Now the Wolves host Grand Rapids Wednesday and Friday at Allstate Arena, and tickets start at just $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Bears general manager Ryan Pace joined Bernstein and Goff about 2 hours ago for a wide-ranging conversation covering the team's five new draft picks, quarterback Mike Glennon, John Fox, and much more. But the main topic of conversation was, of course,
gorilla.
No, they did not talk about the gorilla. They mainly talked about second overall pick quarterback Mitchell Trubisky.
That development is the critical piece to all of this, and it's been well thought out and discussed. And you know, you research other situations around the league, and going all the way back to Green Bay when Favre was there and Aaron Rodgers came in, and how do you get those reps? You know, how do you get that time in the meeting room? How do you develop that guy mentally when he's not the starter? That's going to be critical to what we do.
Full interview available now on 670thescore.com. Elsewhere in Bears news, the team signed free agent center Taylor Boggs earlier today. Team also waived six players, including defensive backs Jacoby Glenn and Devontae Bousby. In baseball, the Cubs open up a four-game series tonight at home versus the Philadelphia Phillies. You can hear it here on 670 The Score, weather permitting. Pre-game show with Mark Grody gets started at 6:30, and the pitching matchup features Brett Anderson and Vince Velasquez. The White Sox continue their road trip tonight in Kansas City to start a four-game set with the worst team in the American League. That would be the Royals. Dylan Covey going for his first Major League victory tonight for the Sox. He'll be opposed by Royals left-hander Jason Vargas. Avi Garcia will not play tonight for the Sox. He left yesterday's game versus Detroit with tightness in the groin. Bowl season is over. Hopefully there will be clarity on the team's future, however. Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, VP John Paxson and General Manager Gar Forman will make themselves available to the media at that time. Tonight in the NBA, the playoffs continue. Conference semifinals over in the East. Cleveland hosts Toronto in game one of their series. And later tonight, Rockets and Spurs open up their best of seven set in San Antonio. Finally, in hockey, just one game tonight on the docket in the NHL playoffs. Penguins host the Capitals at 6:30. Pittsburgh looking to go up 3-0 in that series. Tune into 670 The Score this week for your chance to win a Canelo Chavez gym bag. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo as boxing's biggest star, Canelo Alvarez, takes on the son of the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Two of the biggest names in Mexican boxing collide in a sensational slugfest. Don't miss Canelo versus Chavez Jr. Saturday, May 6th at 8 p.m. Central, live on pay-per-view. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Oh, where you been? Oh, my redheaded stepchild of a segment is back. It's on tonight. We got ourselves some playoff basketball. It has been too long. I hate when the Cavaliers sweep because that means I got to wait like 3 or 4 days for one of the most entertaining subjects in sports history to entertain me again. The dumbass Toronto Raptors face off against the Cleveland Cavaliers at 6 o'clock. So, Rodgers, we get off. That ball will be in the air. We get to see the Cavs try to get back to an Eastern Conference Finals after running through what was a spirited Indiana team, and I think DeRozan and Kyle Lowry will have their numbers checked once again by this group. So I think this will be a six-game series, but it starts tonight.
And the Raptors have tweaked their roster with the Cavaliers in mind. There are a lot of the moves that they made. Mm-hmm. Say, what are they doing? What are they doing? Everybody advised, look to matchups against the Cavaliers. So we'll see who wins that sort of the GM showdown there. The late game is going to be the Rockets at the Spurs, and the Rockets are just going to be shooting 30-foot shots as soon as they get the
Rockets
chance.
Will be shooting three-pointers, and the Spurs, yeah. Kawhi Leonard, will be trying to close out under control on all of them.
And baseball, I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Phillies and Cubs, so it might be touch and go for
Lawrence Holmes.
We're
looking at 8 o'clock
Holmes.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, it looks like it should clear out by then, and they would be able to get in if they want, so they probably will. The White Sox are at the Royals. It's a 7:15 start, so you've got plenty on your plate. And if you like hockey, if you are still interested, you got Game 3 of the Caps and the Penguins on NBC Sportsnet starting at 6:30.
So, should be fun tonight. There's enough on there for you.
Oh, well, we've got a match game that recorded last night. So, depending on what's going on with the games, if the kids want, they really love it. Match games got blue. It's gotten really risque.
They're also getting some B and C list guests who are like, guess what? I'm pulling from 40. Like I am putting the ball in the air. Someone's going to find me funny and put me in a movie. My man Lamorne was on the match game. A fellow Belizean, Chicagoland type of guy. But yeah, man, I've checked out the match game a little bit lately.
It's been really good. And one of this woman is like, yes, I'm the chairperson for my local PTA, and she could not have been more central casting, sort of middle American, mm-hmm. prim and proper. And then answers a question dropping the P word.
Really?
That was her answer. And they just show the panel. They're just like,
risque.
What? Did she really? And she got two matches, too, with the,
of course she
with
did.
The actual anatomically correct term. But judges? Yep. And it was good. So we got that. What about the other side of the glass?
Fellas? Brandon, what you watching tonight?
I'm not watching anything. All right. I'm too stupid to come up with anything, but I will say this.
And it's on first, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, exactly.
May 19th.
May 19th?
Damn. Alien Covenant comes out.
Jesus, this guy gave us a...
It looks good.
An 18-day...
Yes, it does. And especially since Prometheus was so disappointing.
Prometheus sucked. You know, I didn't...
Sucked.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Don't you dare.
I didn't mind Prometheus.
What? You didn't mind Idris Elba going in and out of
They
of
should have
accents?
Had him do the Stringer Bell accent. It would have been fine.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't know.
I liked the feel and tone, and I think Michael
it was beautifully
Fassbender.
Shot. Yes. Michael Fassbender is awesome. That's perfect for him.
Beautifully shot, yes. But that movie sucked.
But I'm excited. And the other reason I wanted to bring it up is the moron who'll be back tomorrow sitting in this seat never sees any good movies, so it's nice to at least talk about a decent movie every once in a while.
We don't know if it's good yet.
He's like, I'm going to go see Jaws. Cole I'm going to get the time machine and go back to 1975.
Cole City shots being fired. You better be careful, man. If they're not doing, you know, the heroin nod right now, they're getting in their cars coming to get you here.
They've got the pitchforks and the getaway music.
Right. You better be careful out there. You're going to find yourself in an oil drum or something. All right, Tanny, what do you got tonight?
Well, even a transitional rebuild year, I never tire seeing the White Sox beat up on the Royals. So hopefully they do the same tonight. And then you got Better Call Saul on AMC at 9 o'clock. So
Sox keep winning.
I know, it's not good, but I never tire them beating the Royals, so.
What the hell are they doing, though?
Nobody told them this was supposed to be bad.
Like, they're not, like, Tricky Ricky got in there and was like, all right, check it out. We were a better team last year, and the manager did not want to be here, so we're going to switch this thing around and be a worse team, and the manager who wants to be here, all right, let's go out and win 2 out of 3.
You see what he did to Miguel Gonzalez? When he took the step up the dugout, like he was going to take him out of the game, and then he, like, stopped, and he faked that he was going to come walking out, and he's looking at him like, what are you doing?
Really?
And they laughed and he sat back down and let him finish the inning.
They're 13-10.
I know.
Like this wasn't
they're
supposed
hitting the
to
ball
be. And I don't know the first month, you know, is whatever, but they're not supposed to be good right now.
My favorite part is if you've been listening to Z-Pak's updates, and I know
you
haven't,
yeah.
He's thrown in that subtle shade at the Royals every time, like, oh, the worst in the American League Royals.
Yeah,
last in a row, right?
Yeah. How do you lose 9 games in a row as a baseball team without giving up totally? No, they're not beat up, are they?
Because
they had their worst offensive
healthy.
Month in the franchise history, I believe.
Yeah, but they're
and
pretty
Ned Yost is their manager.
Well, that's above all. not hitting because Ned Yost is their manager.
Hey, guys, don't hit tonight.
Right, exactly. They're not doing that.
All bad baseball roads lead back to either Ned Yost or Mike Matheny.
I was going to say, if you had to pick Mike Matheny or Ned Yost as your manager, which one would you pick?
Dusty Baker.
Wow.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700.
He picked old Johnny Black over those two guys.
A $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day's coming up fast. Time to spoil mom with decadent gourmet dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Go to berries.com and order now. Actually, I think Dusty Baker has gotten better as a manager when those guys have not.
Yeah.
Although much of the analysis of the Adam Eaton injury that I've been reading is saying that it gives Baker an opportunity to make some Dusty Baker-like mistakes in how he allots playing time, where Eaton was playing really well for them and solidifying a spot. So we'll see. But that performance yesterday and what's going on with the Mets, oh my God.
Yeah. You got Noah Syndergaard out there.
I don't need an MRI.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself.
What are you talking
about? Don't do that to yourself. It's a weird time because we're trying to figure out where we're at baseball wise and the Cubs. You want Kyle Schwarber to be better at his job. I want the Sox to understand that they should lose. We're at the end of the NFL draft now. You know, of course, the Bulls have punked out the way they should have, I guess. The way they want to end seasons from here on out.
Thank you, Bulls.
Punking out of the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah,
quitting.
It's whatever.
Absolutely. Quitting.
Yeah.
Not trying.
It's a tough look.
This segment has been brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Vaughn in Indianapolis, a longtime caller, is on the Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good, man.
Hey, man. I either had a burning bush revelation today after being really messed up Thursday night. Guys, tell me if I'm crazy, Dan and Jason. Okay, so I look at Mike Glennon as a high-priced smokescreen. Not really even high-priced in the context of things, but because the Bears have the cap space to absorb it, I think they looked at this man as someone that could almost pull the wool over all of our eyes, including NFL personnel, meaning that had they went forward with Hoyer or even Cutler as the bridge quarterback, mm-hmm. everyone in the world would have known that they still would have taken a quarterback top three.
So you think their offseason was dependent on getting a guy like Glennon so that people wouldn't think that they were going to take Trubisky?
Not Trubisky necessarily, Jason.
Oh, just a quarterback. Yeah,
check it out. Now, mm-hmm. I think the Bears had it down to Watson and Trubisky going into this season, beginning 2016. Whatever it was they saw, and obviously you can see different things in Trubisky. I think his durability, he's got a good build. He keeps his head up as he's moving forward in the pocket. He does all that kind of stuff. His offense was probably a little bit more pro-style than Watson, even though he does take it out of the gun. That's when at some point in time, Pace fell in love with this guy. And I truly believe that the Glennon thing was really, because they could absorb it, a high price cover up. And then at some point, he decided on Trubisky. And then at that point, you know, really what it amounts to is he gave up 2/3. They knew they were going to get Sheehan in the second. They knew they could probably get the fourth back. They gave up 2/3 for Brandon Marshall. They gave up 2/3 for what they think is a franchise quarterback. I will hang up and tell me if I'm crazy.
It still comes down to, I don't know when he decided that Trubisky was going to be the pick no matter what, but
I don't know who he had to argue with in that room.
We'll never know. At some point now, I can't ask now, but right. At some point I will see if I can.
Yeah,
I can see if somebody like, else says, like, whoa, hey, dude, no,
Ryan,
wrong guy.
You know we're out of here in a couple of years if you choose this guy.
All that matters is he wanted him. He mm-hmm. decided he wanted him no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he could probably – we didn't care enough about the Mike Glennon thing. Pfft, whatever, you know, bird in the hand.
Yeah,
you got Glennon here. And it's tough. It's yeah. been Glennon – he gets his money and he gets to be Mike Glennon, and that's sort of his lot in life. It's just what he is. But now – but after the fact, we keep hearing all in, committed, conviction – and he's just, I guess he figures as long as he's so tied to him, embrace it. Embrace it openly. Own it. Pace is owning it. He might be wrong. He might have gotten snookered on this deal.
Yeah.
But he's got no choice. He's just got to own it.
He's all in, like he said at the end of the interview. And
We will see where he's all in at in 2 years, if those bags are being packed or if we are celebrating an up-and-coming franchise with a young signal caller who the NFL deems being the next guy.
Sports Talk and the Score brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Get savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on Beautyrest, Serta, and more, and get interest-free financing for 5 years only at Mattress Firm. Lawrence Holmes might have a little longer show than he expected if the Cubs are delayed by weather, so we'll say good evening to him in just a moment. Keep it here. You got the score.
Bears GM Ryan Pace talked about the draft with the Bernstein and Goff Show.
You got to be bold and you got to do these things if you want to be great. You know, I don't want to sit around and look back with regrets, you know, that we didn't do this. So, hey, I get it. And you got to wait, man. Time's got to play it out.
Hear the entire Ryan Pace interview at 670thescore.com.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option. And it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Chicago Bears, hey, how you doing? It's Jason Goff here. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Supply and demand also works in real estate, even in situations where homes can be harder to sell. Tony was done being a landlord and decided to sell his rental property. He called Amy Kite. Amy engaged her huge list of buyers and get this, sold Tony's property in 12 days for $8,000 over the asking price. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. They aren't doing their job. She'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but trust me, that never happens because Amy Kite always gets the job done. Kind of like Big Daddy Kane without the dancers and the high top fade. Maybe she has a high top fade these days. I haven't seen Amy Kite in a while. I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com. Yep.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You step up to the tee. Months of winter have formed some rust. You wind up, let it fly. It hooks right off a tree and straight into the drink. Fortunately, Naperville's Park District Golf Courses have everything you need to be in top form before you hit the links. The Brooks Golf Academy Training Center at Springbrook provides physical conditioning designed to get you playing better. And the patios at the Springbrook and Naperbrook courses with a variety of food and beverage will make the 19th hole the best hole. Sign up today for the 2017 Brooks Advantage Card and save $5 on each round of golf and much more. Details at golfnaperville.com.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.A.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiPietro.
It's your boy, Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at Play.A and iTunes.
We're getting the
party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence.
Before we get to Lawrence, I was just given this, another opportunity for you to...
You've got some breaking news?
No, you get to join Lawrence Holmes, because he's going to be hosting a special For the Vets event brought to you by UV Vodka here at the Score Studios in downtown Chicago. It's military veterans, and I don't know exactly the classification, but it says you have to have a military ID of some kind to attend. Monday, May 8th from 6 to 7. So if you qualify, be caller 6 right now. You win two tickets. Contest line 312-591-6700.
We're really excited about that.
That's an awesome idea.
I don't think that we use the sound stage enough.
Yeah.
And I figured this was a good way to do it. Invite some people in, invite some vets in for a show. The White Sox and the Cubs are both going to be involved in the event.
Oh, cool.
And I reached out to the White Sox first on this, and they were like, we would absolutely love to do something. And the Cubs said, yes, we would like to be a part of it as well. So we'll talk a little bit about sports and being vets, and we'll talk about the relationship between that and a couple other things. And I'm really looking forward to it, to just kind of meet some of our listeners who are vets and appreciate what we do. And
just walk across the hall, get some former Army cooks in there and start frying some stuff up.
You know, that's something that honestly, like later on, I wouldn't mind doing, like something fun like that. But I just thought it'd be an interesting way to use the soundstage. And, you know, my dad's a vet. So it's something that it's one of the things that I really care about is how vets are treated. So I thought we'd do something fun, bring them into the studio. People like to know what's going on here. It's only going to be an hour-long show that night because I think the Cubs are in Colorado. But thanks.
It's a good way to show appreciation for them, too, because they don't always hear to see it.
They don't.
Yeah, my little cousin's actually in Kuwait right now, and they just lost their platoon leader over there.
Jeez.
And, he put a picture of him hanging out with the guys, but they all, they all still watch their Chicago sports as much as they can on the Armed Services Network and listen as much as they can. And he walks around with the Blackhawk jersey, actually, that the Blackhawks gave to me when I came back to the city, when I gave that to him so he can, run around and with his Blackhawks pride. But those guys and girls, they need to know that we do appreciate them more often than we say. So, yeah, that's
cool. Shut it down.
So I'm jacked up about that, and I'm going to give away a couple more entrants. I mean, we're actually running out of room, and it was one of those things where I thought, we'd have a few people that were interested in the event, and then I threw it out on Facebook, and people were like, I like to come. So
we're going to do a three-part series or something
that? Yeah, I mean, if it goes well, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't, especially with the backing of the Cubs and the White Sox as part of this, then I hope that we get a chance to do more things like this.
Awesome.
And it's great that we have the platform to do it. And shout out to Anthony and Mitch that are helping me kind of put this whole thing together, because it was just kind of an idea that I threw their way. And they said, well, why don't we do this? And big ups to the White Sox, because I went to them when this was nothing but a fever dream of an idea. And they said,
let's do it.
Let's do this. So
good on
what now. Do we know about Cubs game timing?
Here's what happens. So for people who know, we're going to go to Cubs pregame no matter what, unless they kill the game.
Okay.
And then if there's a significant delay, I'll come back on.
All right.
So the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about the Bears. We're going to talk about Ryan Pace and his draft. I have long thoughts, and I look forward to the feedback from you, the Bears fan, about what happened past weekend.
You hear it in
his
voice.
Because I got some stuff that I want to say about this, and I think it's probably time to turn up the volume on the Bears as a franchise now.
Drafted with much hubris this weekend.
Arrogance is what I wrote on 670thescore.com. This was a very arrogant draft.
Yeah.
Very arrogant. For a team that finished 3-13 last year, that really we'll get into
it.
Yeah,
I can't believe that to say.
But
let you do your thing.
Look at these five guys and tell me which one of them is going to be on the 46 game day roster.
That's tough if an entire draft misses a Sunday.
We thank our guests today, Joe Cowley, Ryan Pace, Tariq Cohen, Brian Billick. Good stuff. We thank our director of the video stream, Brian Gertsch.
What are we doing with three quarterbacks now?
Figure that out. Producers, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Well, why don't you put Trubisky in and let's see what he can do.
Oh, AB. You've been Chicago'd, Alex Brown.
Yeah, Brendan
Trubisky.
Brendan's been sitting in for Shepkowski.
Doing a great job, too.
And is returning tomorrow from his time being captured or wherever he was. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
With the 79th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York J-E-T-E Jets select Ardarius Stewart, receiver, Alabama.
Capital B, capital U, capital N, M.
Wait,
I was thinking
who
the entire
that?
Time.
Who gave us J? Tony Richardson.
J-E-T-E.
The jeté. That would be a ballet jump, right?
I don't know.
It's a ballet leap.
But hey, Tony Richardson was out there. He didn't stick the landing on that one.
It's a crossword, puzzle word.
A lot of old players talking crazy on that podium, though. It was hilarious.
And Roger told them to do it.
Oh, did he?
That's what came out this morning that Roger told Drew Pearson. Did you see what he was doing?
Yeah.
What Roger was doing? And then,
oh, yeah, bring on the noise.
Yeah, what's wrong, Philly? Bring it on. And then what he did with picking his nose and... You haven't seen that? You guys haven't seen that?
No.
Where
he picked his nose and wiped it on somebody?
The young lady who came up there and read the pick.
He picked his nose and wiped it on her?
It's out there, folks.
Roger Goodell did?
Shout out to the NFL being able to do whatever the hell they want. All right, we got to get out the way because Lawrence has a short show that may turn into a big show and not the rest of the big show, but that'll be after Grody talks to you about Cubs baseball. For Dan Bernstein, I'm the idiot, and we'll be back tomorrow right here on 670 The Score.
We're done here.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Our guy goes back in, Cutler. He doesn't answer again.
You get on us all the time about this.
Yeah,
He's not the only one playing out there. There's not a quarterback out there. You name it from the top to the bottom that can play football laying on his ass looking at the sky.
Lock and load. Fire one.
Yeah. This Score 25th anniversary moment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka. And the Country Club Wrigleyville.
Accidents.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafee. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit wheelingil.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom, like the Tribute to Mom gift set, available only for a limited time. It features a sterling silver heart clasp bracelet, two family and love charms, and a Tribute to Mom charm all in a keepsake box. And it's just $195 while supplies last. The gift that means everything to mom. That's why he went to Jared.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. You can make it happen with Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Whether you need collaboration spaces, flexible workstations, or ergonomic solutions for a workforce of 20 people or 2,000, Office Revolution has the products, experience, expertise, and personal attention you need to create the